You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Snow FM Breakfast with Simo and Jordan.
There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Morning, Simo and Jordan, waking you up. 3 minutes gone past six.
Yeah, Simo, we are back for the new working week. And something else that's back is the wind. It's quite windy out there today.
Yeah, a bit of a breeze.
I know, I was walking into work. I was here in half the time because I had a bit of a tail breeze.
Did you? So you didn't get blown away out there?
No, I fear for walking home, though, because it might maybe take double the time.
Well, your hair's pretty intact. Did you use more gel?
I used my extra strong gel, so not even the wind out there is messing up this bun.
Good on you. So this hour we've got today in tabloids coming at you, thanks to McDonald's. Also, fake news game.
Yes, in my fake news game, it is happening next. I've got one real news headline, two that I've made up. All you have to do is guess which one's real and which ones are. Well, do you want to do the Trump impersonation?
Fake news. There you go.
Thank you.
It's all today, right here on 97.7 Snow FM at breakfast. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, Senorita. Ooh, I should be running. Ooh, you keep me coming for ya. On Snow FM.
I think it's a disgrace that information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. You are fake news.
Simo, it is the fake news game. I've got here three news headlines. I will read you the headlines and no more. Only one of them is true, though. The other two I've completely made up. You have to try and guess which one is real and which two are fake news. You can play along as well, 64572977. If you hear a headline which you think that's true or that's fake, give us a call and you can give Simo a little bit of a helping hand.
Need all the help I can possibly get.
All right, Simo, are you ready for the headlines?
Yes, indeed.
All right, headline number one reads, German amateur footballer arrested after kicking referee's post-match Danish out of his hands.
Enjoyable.
Headline number two. Corona beer expected to take $260 million loss due to coronavirus.
That sounds true.
Headline number three. Car manufacturer announces seatbelt with dog scent on it to keep dogs still and not barking on long journeys.
Ooh.
64572977 is the number to ring. If you want to play along with the fake news game, Simo, let's hear your thoughts.
So the post-game Danish. Now, Danishes, I don't believe, are German. I'd imagine that they are, in fact, probably Danish.
I would suggest that you have a good point.
And you said the soccer game was happening in Germany?
It was, a German amateur football match.
Yep. And secondly, in regards to the story two, which one was that?
Story two was Corona beer expected to take $260 million loss due to coronavirus.
Oh, I mean, they could be making a profit, but let's go with, I mean, that one sounds pretty, like, that sounds like an actual news headline. So I'm going to go with, is that true?
That is true.
Thank you.
Simo, congratulations. Two in a row, I think you've got. You've picked which which one's true.
That's brilliant.
Yes, a German footballer was not arrested after kicking a referee's post-match Danish out of his hands, or nor is a car manufacturer making a special seatbelt with a dog scent on to keep dogs still and calm, friend not barking as well on long journeys. Congratulations, Simo.
Some of those are, like, that would be a cool invention. Is that something you just made up?
Yeah, something I completely made up.
Wow.
The game is over, we can all come clean and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. I'm not sure about your reasoning for number one being fake. Purely the fact that he was eating a Danish because he was in Germany, therefore they don't export Danishes. What are you talking about?
It just sounded like it was pretty on brand for what you would make up.
Well, I was going to go a Denmark soccer player, but then I thought I'd change it because that would be too obvious.
No, if it was, that's true. I would have even smelt a Danish rat if there was too many Dane references in there. And especially, I think I'm getting good at this.
I know, two in a row. Maybe I need some help. 64572977, give us a call next week if you can think of better fake news stories than me.
Yeah, you can actually do that via snowfm.com.au as well. Get in touch. Lime Cordial, more Aussie music on Snow FM Breakfast. Just about to hit 20 minutes past six. Reigning supreme 2 weeks in a row. Here's a robbery. Another... the Chainsmokers, Side Effects this morning. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out, 21 minutes on the way to 7.
And Simo, I want to go out on a limb here by saying that toast may be the greatest meal of all time.
It's enjoyable.
It's enjoyable for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. It's quick, it's easy, it's diverse because you can have so many different spreads on it.
Yeah, there are some people that, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, and some people would look on my toast exploits as potentially the dark side.
Why? Do you have dark bread? Is that why? Brown bread?
Yeah. No.
Do you have Vegemite because that is a dark spread on your brown bread?
Dark rye? No. Vegemite, yes. With the cheese on top.
Mm. Well, so I've heard that's quite nice.
It's okay?
Well, I don't like Vegemite at all, but I've heard that's quite nice.
Yeah, some people frown upon that.
But from people.
I'm glad you got my back.
Mm-hmm. Well, Simo, the reason I bring up toast today is because if you are having toast, you might want to check around your toaster before you start toasting.
Why is that?
Because a family in the Sunshine Coast in Queensland got a bit of a nasty shock when they went to make breakfast over the weekend. They found an Eastern brown snake.
Oh, man.
Which is one of the bad ones.
Yeah.
One of the most deadly ones. Just wrapped around the cord, just tucked in behind the toaster.
That is a hell no. Would you throw that toaster out after?
Yes.
So would I.
Yes.
How did they go? Did they call the right people? Or?
Yeah, no, they did the right thing. They called the right people, called a snake catcher. I've got a quote from the snake catcher here and describing the situation.
Yeah.
I said he, meaning the snake, was pretty comfortably curled up, just minding its own business, neatly tangled in the cord of the toaster, and was able to bag him up quite safely and quite quickly.
It'd put you right off your breakfast.
Yeah, look, I mean, if I was going down to make breakfast, I'd certainly maybe just consider going and having a cafe meal or something like that instead of making it yourself.
Mm.
Or at least just go pop into the fridge and grabbing some cereal.
They're tricky blighters, hey, when they like manage to get inside houses. Mm. Outside houses is fine. There's a lot of space out there.
Well, I mean, maybe the snake just wanted some toast. Because it is a brilliant meal, breakfast, lunch and dinner. Maybe this Eastern brown snake just wanted toast. And I've realised I've talked quite a lot about toast in this little talk break. I'd just like to say this isn't sponsored by like the Australian Toast Commission or whatever.
It's tip top.
That's the one.
Here's Lizzo. This is Juice. Disclosure and Lord. That was Magnets. Snow FM Breakfast. 5 minutes on the way to 7. And right now, today in tabloids, it's all thanks to McDonald's.
Today, Junior.
The latest tabloid headlines, including Sydney's gay and lesbian Mardi Gras, sorry for overselling tickets to the after party, featuring what they were referring to as the Holy Trinity of artists, apparently.
I see. Do you know who was in the Holy Trinity of artists?
Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
And Kesha as well.
I mean, that's
pretty good.
Yeah, that's not a bad Holy Trinity, I'm not going to lie.
So they sold 10,000 tickets, but it only had a capacity of around 5,000.
Oh, so the venue only had a capacity of 5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I've never been in that situation where I've had to sell tickets to like a show or something, but one of the major things you should do is check how many seats you have available inside the venue.
Get someone that finished year 12 maths. I didn't. That's not a job for me.
Oh, yeah, no, I dropped maths as soon as I could in school. Don't listen to us if you go into school today.
Oprah Winfrey trips on stage while talking about balance. So she's been doing these.
Out of all the things to talk about.
She's been doing like a, I guess, what are those talks that she does?
Is that what she's doing? Like motivational speeches and like interesting talks and that sort of stuff. Is that what she's doing nowadays?
Yeah, so the talk show host and presenter was addressing a crowd at her Oprah's 2020 Vision, Your Life on Focus tour at the Forum in LA. And on Saturday, she slipped up and it was quite a fall.
Was it? Have you seen the footage?
Yes. She ended up blaming her shoes for the incident.
Okay, I haven't seen her, but what was it like? Did she kind of, because you know some people, they just fall over really quickly and before you know it, they're on the ground. Or some people kind of try to remain and regain their balance.
There's the second one.
But it doesn't work. They just sort of go down in installments, kind of stumbling.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it looked like a treadmill had started underneath her.
I mean, maybe it had. 2020 vision, always keep an eye open for stages that randomly turned into treadmills.
Prince Harry to collaborate with Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi apparently has given Prince Harry an idea.
Right.
For an Invictus Games song. So the Invictus Games are like the Royal Games, right?
No, the Invictus Games, I think they're the ones for people who've served in the military who That's maybe have got injured or whatever, who come and they've got a big Olympic-type games. It happened in Sydney, I think, last year or the year before. It was quite good.
Yeah, so John Bon Jovi, the rocker, revealed he pitched a song to the Flame-Haired Royal, but he's wondering if it's all going to come to nothing now.
Well, I mean,
Prince Harry is just Harry.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got no power.
But Bon Jovi still has power.
That's true.
So that's something.
Adam Levine has had to come out and apologise to fans. He was performing at the Viña del Mar Festival in Chile. And I've got some quotes from here. Basically, what happened was the crowd and the Chileans were like, he seems very preoccupied. He seems not really into this. And he's come out and said, to be perfectly frank, there were some things holding me back last night, and I let them get to me. It impacted how I was behaving on stage, which is unprofessional, and I apologise for that. So Adam Levine of Maroon 5, bit of an unhappy boy.
Just give us the pronunciation of that music festival again.
Viña del Mar.
Perfect.
Thank you. Teeth from a 50-ton megalodon shark found in abundance in northwestern WA.
Oh, that's a concerning headline.
A giant...
Why did you do that one first?
A giant predatory shark that roamed the ocean until its extinction about 3.5 million years ago has some teeth, being found out there in northwest WA. I also enjoy the name Megalodon.
I know, it is a good name.
Especially how there was that movie that came out starring the bald guy. What's his name?
Dwayne Johnson?
No, the other one.
Mark Strong?
No, the machinist guy.
I have no idea. Did Arnold Schwarzenegger shave off all of his hair?
Jason Statham.
Oh, that was going to be my next guess.
And the way he says Megalodon? It's a Megalodon.
It is a fun word to say.
Megalodon.
We should just rename some more common animals that kind of live around here. Like the snowies, just megalodons, just for fun.
That is today in tabloids, all thanks to McDonald's. Stadium. Milky Chance, that was Cocoon, Snow FM, Breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning. And I'm going to discuss this dog. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, Jordan.
Yeah, if you say so.
Well, it is because apparently there is a certain, what is it, almost one person a week in New South Wales is fined for travelling on a train with their dog.
Are we talking like a service dog or like a blind dog or something like that? Or are we just talking like pets?
I'm pretty sure it's just pets in general. Okay. Like, I think you can plead your case if it's an actual service animal.
Yeah, because if it was a service animal, I would imagine a current affair would be all over this sort of thing.
Calls to allow pets to join their humans on public transport, with more than half Australians supporting the idea.
Yeah, so what do you reckon, Jordan?
So what, so... Well, he said pets there. Is that just dogs or is that just any kind of pets?
Should we let them out? I believe we should. Especially if it brings back the early 2000s.
Yeah, the early 2000s, musically, not a time period we necessarily want to go back to.
No, I do agree with that, but what do you reckon?
Well, so are we talking just dogs or are we talking all pets? Because, like, I got a school friend who's got a pet snake. I don't want to be sitting next to that on a bus.
Yeah, that'd be a hard sell for a service animal.
Yeah, no, he's my seeing eye snake. No, but so we're talking about trains.
Yeah.
I've had a bit of an idea. What do you reckon if we just have one carriage? Like, you know how there are some trains that go from city to city or whatever that have the quiet carriage where you can't sort of talk on your phone or be loud, you just have to sort of be quiet? Can we have, maybe not next to the quiet carriage because I imagine the sound would travel a bit, but on the other end of the train, let's have the pets carriage.
Well, that must mean...
Bring your pets along.
You're a part of the majority in this because half of Australians are supporting the idea of being able to bring pets on the public transport.
I wouldn't say I'm part of the majority of exactly half.
No, you're the one...
That's not what a majority is.
You are the plus one.
Oh, I'm the one. Yeah. So 50.1.
So half of Australians.
Sucked in people that say no.
Plus Jordan say that, yeah, you should be able to bring pets on public transport.
What do you reckon? Would you be happy to sit next to a dog or a cat or a whatever?
I agree with you. If your pet's a bit oriental or a bit out there, like a bit spectacular, no one wants your horse or your snake or your Mexican walking fish to... bored with you.
I mean, Mexican walking fish, I probably would, because that's a bit unique. And I go, oh, what's that? Oh, this is probably worth an Instagram.
This is my Mexican walking fish.
I'll tell you what, if you've got a pet bird, no.
Yep.
Make the lazy thing fly.
Yeah, so I don't know. I reckon the dogs and cats should be fine, but let's just test that out before we start getting into you know, really special animals.
Well, we'll just start with dogs and cats first.
Yeah.
And then if that works, in a couple of months' time, we'll move on to, like, pet alligators.
Bliss and Esso, Blue Juice, Act Your Age, Snow FM, a breakfast on the way to 8 o'clock, news, sport and weather. We'll be keeping you all up to date. But right now, Jordan, I'd like to welcome you to the, what do they call a money tree, money train?
It's a very sexy money train, judging by this music bed.
Money is sexy. So I heard over the weekend One Direction star, as he was, Harry Styles, say that he had a bit of interesting merch back in the day. One Direction duct tape.
One Direction duct tape.
That's right, because I assume maybe they'll stick, you know, they'll stick together like...
Well, obviously it didn't work because the band has split up.
Absolutely. So what I thought was I would brainstorm. I'm now heading up their marketing department or, you know, Star's marketing department.
Hang on, so you're heading up One Direction's marketing. So you are aware One Direction broke up like 5 years ago.
No, all A-listers are coming
all
to
A-listers
me.
All A-listers. Yeah. For all their duct tape needs.
Yeah, so you know how, what was it? Old mate had her candle recently. What was her name? Gwyneth.
Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah.
Yeah, so she had a bit of an interesting candle. Now, these, so our top five of my top five ideas. The fifth one is obviously we'll start with the duct tape by One Direction.
Oh, hang on, so your top five ideas and you've already stolen an idea.
All right.
Which already exists.
Number four, Justin Bieber maple syrup.
Because he's Canadian?
Money, baby!
Okay.
All right, number three, Post Malone dental floss and mouthwash.
Why?
Because he has, like, a grill and, you know, his teeth have obviously seen some damage.
All right.
Number two, Kardashian curtains.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, just for the alliteration, I like that.
Yeah, but also because she's never got any clothes on, so you'd assume that the house has quite well-functioning curtains.
Well, you'd assume that, but... I mean, if we, the Kardashians have taught us anything, and let's face it, they probably haven't taught us as much, is that she's not shy about getting unclothed around cameras.
And number one on the money train is Orlando Bloom paddleboards.
Well, that's a throwback.
Do you recall what the issue was there?
I vaguely do. If you don't, so Orlando Bloom happened to be paddleboarding. Also in the nude.
Yeah.
With Katy Perry?
That's right,
so
yeah, yeah.
It was another thing. It might have been Katy Perry. And yeah, he got paparazzied.
That's right.
Shall we say.
Naked on a paddleboard with a huge...
paddleboard.
Paddle.
Yeah.
Massive
paddle. The paddle. Did you see the shadow of the paddle?
Yes.
It was huge.
So that is Simo's celebrity product. Superheroes, the script, Snow FM, breakfast, Simo and Jordan just hanging out. And over the weekend, well, there are a few weddings going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not unusual for a weekend. It was nice weather this weekend as well, so
one thing was unusual about this weekend,
yeah,
which was the leap year happened.
Yes, so this was Saturday, the one day every 4 years that we get extra happened.
That's right. So just imagine you're at... a wedding over the weekend, Jordan. It's on the 29th of February. Now that is only ever going to roll around every 4 years.
Yep.
Which, like you mentioned to me before, you'd only have to do an anniversary gift once every 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, again, don't quote us on that. because, like a lot of people who have their birthday on the 29th, they just celebrate it on the 28th or the 1st of March or whatever. So you probably just celebrate your anniversary then, maybe? I don't know.
But did you know? I only found this out after a bit of research because basically I was sitting down having a coffee, heard about the fact that there was a wedding happening on a leap year. I was like, that's very odd.
Mm-hmm.
And then turns out there is a long historical significance of women proposing on leap days.
Okay.
So, like, every one in 4 years, however long it is, the girls would get a shot at proposing to the guy, traditionally, if you
like. Okay, yeah.
So, apparently it came about because, you know, it used to be very traditional. The guy's got to get down on the dirty knees and ask the question.
So what? So on the day that there is the leap year,
yeah,
the roles get reversed.
That's right. So apparently, dating back in the 5th century, an Irish nun called Bridget was like, "Nah, we're going to give the girls a bit of an opportunity."
This story sounds made up. Yeah, no, it happened in the fifth century. Yeah. Someone called Bridget. Like, okay, my history's not great, but I'm pretty sure Bridget wasn't a name back then.
Apparently sick of women having to, well, we can call her Broomhild if you like. Sick of women having to wait around for their man to get their act together and propose. Apparently she lobbied to allow women to do it instead. Mm. And they, the church allowed it only once every 4 years. So you got a shot at it, if my maths is right, about every 1,400 and something days.
Yeah, it's roles reversed.
It gets weirder. So the rules, these old ones... Yeah. They state that women had to wear breeches or a scarlet petticoat.
I don't know what either of those things are.
like a bit of a Little Red Riding Hood type situation.
Is that what a breecher is?
No, the petticoats side of things.
What's a breecher?
Not a clue. Fifth century.
I thought... Oh, no, hang on. I was going to say I thought a breecher was a small grandstand, but then I realised, no, that's a bleacher.
No, breeches, so I think that's like pants. Anyway, so the rule states...
So they must propose to someone wearing pants.
Yeah, because...
this isn't much of a tradition.
Because...
I mean, okay, perhaps it could be romantic to go pantsless for the proposal.
Yeah, you are right.
But it could go very much wrong, especially if it's like a public proposal.
But apparently, like, the reason that they had to wear certain gear when they were going to propose on a leap year was to give the guy even more of a warning so that he could leg it if he needed to.
Oh, so if you see your partner coming and you don't necessarily want to get married and...
Yeah, and you see that they're wearing red.
A Little Red Ride, you see that they're dressing up. It would be a bad day to go to a Little Red Riding Hood dressed themed party, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like a fancy dress theme, you see hundreds of Little Red Riding Hoods coming towards you. No, I don't want to get married. Neither do we. We're just going to a party.
Oh, dear. But I had no idea there was such a historical significance to leap year marriages.
Well, there you go.
Turns out that, according to the survey, more than a quarter of women said they would propose on a leap year to the dude. So roles reversing, they're quite happy to get it done.
So, Simo, the question has to be asked. Mm. Obviously, the leap year was 2 days ago.
Yes.
I know from my perspective, I didn't get any women proposing to me. Is there a... Do I hear wedding bells in your future?
No, but I've been keeping my eyes peeled for women in red, that's for sure.
Yeah, I did see someone running away from someone dressed as Little Red Riding Hood.
Wax.
How good is that?
We are singing the question, how good is that? Sometimes they're terrible.
Yeah, sometimes they're not even good at all.
That's it. Snow FM at breakfast, unpacking all the issues. Shall we see how we go for this morning?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here it is.
Chewing on your moustache when it gets too long. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes.
I open up the floor to you because you're the only one that cranks a mo.
Yeah, well, Simo, you're you can't grow a mo. I hope I'm not bringing up a delicate issue.
Well, I disagree with that.
But your facial hair is not something that is particularly good at growing, shall we say?
Yeah, it's not something that I tend to crank on the daily. You do tend to whip it out every now and again.
I mean, it's pure laziness on my behalf.
Oh, really?
That's the only reason that I've got this little beard and moustache thing going. Pure 100% laziness that I haven't been bothered to get rid of it. But yes, I do this. And I only just realised then that I do this, but I do.
Odd. Why?
Is it odd?
Yeah.
Maybe it is odd. I hope I'm not the only one. 645-72-977. Give us a call. Do you do this as well?
So how does it work? Is it your bottom teeth, like you elongating the jaw to chew on the mo? Oh, so the lip goes down.
Yeah, so the kind of top lip goes down over where the little Shannon Noel thing is. I think that's its technical term, that little thing, that little kind of triangle just below the mouth of facial hair, and you can kind of chew. Or sometimes you can get on the sides as well. Mine's not quite long enough at the moment.
It's not necessarily a great look. What's the purpose?
I don't know. I you don't realise you're doing it. Or at least I don't realise I'm doing it. And then just all of a sudden, you just realise that you kind of... chewing on your facial hair, which is a bit disgusting now I think about it.
Because I cannot stand a beard / mo.
No.
I had to, I was starting to get a little patchy and itchy, so last night I think everyone else was asleep inside the house, but the shower started up, the razors came out, and I was like, this has got to go.
Well, you should have just left it and just chewed it off in your sleep.
No, that's not happening.
But that's scary. I didn't realise that I'd do that, but apparently I do. I hope I'm not the only one. 645-72-977. Please don't tell me I'm the only one.
I feel like as well, this beard, whatever it is that you're doing, chewing down on the moustache, it's probably limiting the attractiveness. Because isn't it like people find men with beards more attractive than those without?
Is that true?
Yes.
Well, I mean, okay, maybe I should stop doing it.
Yeah, because you might be limiting your attractability. Is that a word?
Look, I feel... attractiveness would probably be the word.
Yeah.
But I feel that me chewing on my beard isn't doing much for my attractiveness. already pretty unattractive.
Right, so you reckon that it's not stacking, like it's not causing a heap more of an issue?
I mean, we'll try and find out. I don't know how we'll do that scientific experiment, but we'll give it a go.
Niall Horan right now, though, see, he never has the moustache. He does the beard underneath. And he's one of the most attractive blokes going.
So he can't chew on it. It's very far away from his mouth.
Slow hands, Snow FM. Niall Horan, Slow Hands on Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, we've been talking this morning about chewing on your beard. I know it's a bit unusual.
Weird.
But I wanted to know, because that's something that I do whenever I have a bit of a beard going.
Mm.
And I hope I'm not the only one.
Well, we do have someone who wants to offer an opinion this morning. Good morning. Who have we got there?
You've got Greg.
G'day, Greg.
Hey, Greg, please tell me I'm not the only one that does this.
Absolutely not.
Weird.
Absolutely not. It is a malicious pastime of mine.
Yes! So, I'm not weird!
Are you a full-time beard wearer?
No, it's more of a winter thing.
Oh.
Just to keep me cozy on those cool nights.
Right, winter covering. So is the chewing of the moustache, is it like flavour-orientated depending on the last meal?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, right. So, and do certain meals give it more flavour than others? Like a curry's going to give you some more
If it's a curry, you can taste that for weeks.
Yeah.
A good bolognese. Bolognese.
Right. So, but tomato, do you really want to have that all the time?
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's fair.
Hey, Greg, do you realise you're doing it, or do you just sort of, you don't realise you're doing it, and then all of a sudden you kind of have to stop yourself from doing it?
Sometimes I twirl the ends and stick them in my mouth, but again, it's not necessarily a conscious thing.
Wow, you must be able to grow some hair. If you're only doing it,
I am so jealous of you.
If he's doing this in the winter,
I know. And if you're able to twirl,
are you serious?
If Simo started growing a beard now, he would not be able to twirl it by the end of winter next year,
2035.
Yeah.
What colour is it, Greg?
It's a dark brown colour.
Dark brown.
Well, I was going to say, it kind of depends on what he had for dinner last night.
Yeah, exactly.
If he had butter chicken, it's a bit of an orangey red.
That's fair enough. Greg, thank you very much for the call this morning.
Not a problem, guys.
There you go, Jordan. You're not alone.
I know. I'm so glad I'm not weird. Or maybe me and Greg are just both a bit weird.
The Red Dress, Sugar Babes, Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan with you, 9:45. And how are you going to go, Jordan? You're going to get cryogenically frozen? Is that an option?
It wasn't what I was thinking about.
Yes. Well, it turns out if you do want to get chilled and put into a refrigerator a bit later in life.
So Walt Disney had done? Is he frozen?
Yeah.
Or is that just a myth?
I think his head's frozen somewhere in Disneyland.
I see. That's a bit disturbing. Kind of takes a shine off the happiest place on earth tagline.
Well,
oh, by the way, you might find our founder's frozen head.
I think you do get shiny when you get frozen, but so what?
Do you get like a prize or something? Do you get like a free set of Mickey Mouse ears if you find Walt Disney's? No.
You get a bigger prize than that, surely.
Yeah, you'd hope for a bigger prize.
Get the whole suit.
Yeah, you just get the whole park. It's yours. It's like a Willy Wonka type thing. Instead of golden tickets, it's just Walt Disney's frozen head.
So I just read this, right? Unfortunately, Australians wanting to store their frozen bodies have had to ship them over to the US or Russia in times gone by.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're hoping to stay cold locally, apparently now, as of this month, you'll be able to make that happen.
Oh, is there some kind of...
Yes.
Clinic, whatever the right word is for freezing people.
Yeah. What do they call it? Chili bin or an esky.
Whereabouts in Australia is this? Because, like, if it's not in the Snowy Mountains, they've really missed the trick.
Yeah.
If it's in the middle of the outback, guys, what are you doing?
The month of groundwork has begun. So they're building the first cryonics storage facility in the Southern Hemisphere, and it's going to be in the New South Wales town of Holbrook.
Okay.
Right on.
Excuse me while I just Google where Holbrook is.
The 27 founding members of the Southern Cryonics have each contributed $50,000 to build the facility and for the early adoption of getting it running.
Right. So is this something that you're perhaps thinking of getting done when the day comes around?
I'm getting crispy for sure.
Fair enough.
There's a bit of an offer going on now, which means if you sign up for the big freeze... After March 31, you'll be paying $150,000 to secure your spot.
Mm-hmm.
With only 40 spots in the facility, you should act now if you want to be given access, or, otherwise you'll end up with the cold shoulder.
Have you been waiting all morning to say that joke?
A little bit.
You kind of sounded like when you were doing the big sales pitch, like, you know, yeah, one of those infomercials you get on TV? Like, you know, now for just five easy payments of $59.95, buy now and you get a set of steak knives that can chop through a tin can in case you ever need a steak knife that can chop through a tin can.
So would you, are you thinking about this as an option?
Well, okay, so most of my knowledge about, you know, cryogenically, what is that word? How do you say it?
Cryogenic stuff.
Freezing. Okay, most of my knowledge about freezing people, insert the correct word here, comes from the TV show Futurama.
Cryogenically.
There we go, you got it eventually.
Thank you.
It comes from Futurama where Fry, who is the character, is frozen and then comes back 1,000 years later in the year 3000 and hilarity ensues. So that's where most of my knowledge comes from. I reckon it would be cool.
The body is cooled around minus 130 degrees Celsius before being placed upside down in a vacuum-sealed liquid nitrogen-filled tank at around minus 200 degrees.
Yeah.
So, and the body is due to be revived in around 100 years.
Look, you definitely want to make sure you get the right building.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in where Holbrook, wherever this is.
Yeah, regional New South Wales.
You know, if you just wanted to pop down to the bank and for some reason that's right next to this centre. That could lead to confusion.
No, I think if
I just want to make a withdrawal. I'm so sorry, no, I just wanted money. I didn't want some body.
I reckon it's risky behaviour, don't you?
100%.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.